this on this Thursday. I think this is hilarious. Talking about the weirdest things you said. Let's just go with the weirdest things you said to Bay before anything else. Rachel had this premonition that the new boo in her life.
That's
a new interest.
Okay.
Let me back it up. Let me pedal backwards.
In reverse.
New interest in life.
In reverse.
That you guys rekindled your romance, which is what's happening. And your new interest happens to be listening in. And what did he have to say about this conversation?
It was the creepiest thing ever.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm expecting a restraining order to come in about 3 p.m. today.
This
yeah.
is no way to kick off the new start of your relationship.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
Hey, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Jacqueline, weirdest things you said to Bay. What was it?
I put on a Facebook wall to a guy that has really, really curly hair, just like I do. I said, we would make babies with really curly hair.
That is kind of creepy. I was going to say, make me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
You just did.
Creepy?
You made me
That's
feel a
sexual.
Lot better about myself with that. I have
We've
never made any kind
years.
Of baby commentary, because that's over the line, even for me.
We've been dating for 4 years now.
Oh
there
nice.
You go. Worked out for
any,
you.
Any babies yet? Any
with
babies?
No babies.
Well, no babies with
I'm
curly
sure there's
hair.
There's one brewing deep down in there that's going to have curly hair.
I was going to say, that just at least implies that he's getting laid. I
Listen, because I do have ESP, I'm just telling you, there's a baby on the way.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
That's a great story. As long as, like I said, it only is creepy when you make, like, the creepy voice, like, hey, I had a dream that we're going to have curly-haired babies with each other.
You
the
make fact it that, sound so
yeah,
weird.
And this guy was at the oh Children's Museum yesterday. How creepy is that?
You know what I did? Jacqueline, thank you for the call. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Hey, and real quick, I did go to the Children's Museum yesterday, and don't judge me if I went around to all the kids there and said, Happy Halloween.
Like the dinosaurs?
Oh, my God, I
Hey,
can't.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Creepiest thing you've said to another person or, like, your new boo in life?
Well, it's the opposite way. My fiance continues to tell me that she has dreams about me cheating on her.
You what?
Me cheating on her.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, have you cheated? You better not have. I'll cut
no,
you.
No,
okay, good.
No.
I was like, I will cut you for her. Just kidding.
Yeah, whatever. Speaking of the Children's Museum, cut your pterodactyl off. How about that?
Well, no, she better not cheat, because I've never done anything wrong. But it just happens.
Here's a common theme I've heard between these two callers. One is engaged, and this guy is also engaged. So maybe Rachel.
Stop it. Oh. No, you are. No, now you're psychotic.
You base
you're
status?
Creepy. No.
Oh.
You need a. Whoa. Y'all are drunk.
We appreciate the call, buddy. Have a good day.
You too.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.